Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Karen. And welcome to In the Spirit of Everything, a podcast of conversations, sometimes with guests, in which we discuss not only everything spiritual, but whatever life throws our way, through the eyes of love, humour, and probably the odd bit of swearing. Sharing how we stay grounded and sane-ish in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, hoping to help you along the way too. Hello and welcome to this episode of our podcast. We missed last week because we just needed to have a little bit of space, so it's very nice to be back here speaking into your ears again.
Hello,
how are you
lovely.
Doing, my love?
I'm good. It's nice to be back. I'm really good, thank you. It's 2 weeks has gone quick, right? It's gone so quickly. But we had the pleasure of meeting up in the flesh
gorgeous. I mean, I was thinking, like, the last time I saw you in the flesh, I think, was Vic's 50th. So that's like 2 years ago.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That was actually, and it's weird because, you know, although we see each other's faces, like, you know, like every week, it's just not the same, is it? Is
no, that kind of, we had, like, a proper, you know, squeeze.
Oh,
nice hug.
We did have a very long hug.
Yeah.
And it was just so nice to catch up and shove our faces with some lovely food.
It was very nice. And I know we both had lots going on. You've been in Thailand. You just got back from Thailand as well. So you were lovely and brown, actually, when we met up. I was very jealous.
Yeah, well, I think it's like anything, isn't it? You know, when you're on the beach and you're kind of like picking it up every day, I think, I feel brown then. Whereas when I come back and it starts fading, I just feel like I'm back to white. But obviously, I go and get in a swimming costume like most weeks, a couple of times, when people are like, "Oh God, you're so brown." So, which is nice to keep hearing, because I do feel like I've been whitewashed. Because the rest of my family, Nick, Molly, and Rose, have all got that lovely sallowy skin that just holds a tan forever, and I'm just like, if I'm not in it, it kind of like,
I'm pretty same as you.
Yeah, but you know, hey ho, it was, you know, I can't, I'm not knocking it. It was absolutely, yeah. I mean, I love that going away in February, because I've had enough of the dark winter months by then, you know. So it is nice to go and get that big dose of vitamin C. It kind of lifts my spirits. But I mean, you know, you've had like loads going on. That's why we kind of like decided to sort of like give it a miss for a week, really, wasn't it? Because, you know, things are moving in fantastic directions at fantastic speed, and it's just trying to cram everything in. And the last thing that we wanted to do was feel like this was something we were cramming in, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We want to enjoy doing this. Absolutely. It's good to be back.
Yes.
I actually had my magazine article published as well.
Brilliant.
Which was last week, which was amazing.
Article.
Yeah. Really happy with that. I will put a link at the bottom, just in case anyone wants to read it. It's called The Reiki Revolution. Why more and more people are actually turning to Reiki.
Yeah.
To live happier, stress-free lives.
Well, there's definitely a shift happening, isn't there? With the, you know, people are wanting to find nice holistic ways of making themselves feel better, and Reiki is such a wonderful tool to have, isn't it? You come and when you leave, and each time you get whatever you're needing most at that time, that it's kind of like a win-win situation, and like more and more people are kind of like moving away from that, like, oh, it's just a bit woo-woo, and like, you've got to believe in it, to like, actually, well, I might not even understand it, but you know what, I feel better, and that's nicer than, you know, having to go and, you know, seek medical advice, or, you know, like, you know, these other I'm going to try this first. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with kind of like, you know, when people get to that point, there's nothing wrong with that, but people most in their everyday lives just kind of need a little bit of a pick-me-up, you know, and it's becoming sort of like a more and more recognized tool for that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact that it's in hospitals and it's covered on private healthcare, I think is talking volumes for
that.
It really
and
is.
That kind of alternative
or complementary
kind of like being shifted away, and it is becoming complementary, and people are, that you can have them hand in hand. And, you know, in my experience, people that are coming to me now that are people that wouldn't necessarily have tried it, I've even thought of it a couple of years ago, but because it is it's more, it's being spoken about more often, along with a lot of other things. People are more getting into, meditation, breath work, all of these things. So there's a whole shift in the consciousness of all of it. But Reiki is one of those things that is being bandied around more, and people are like, well, I've never tried it. I'm going to give it a go, which is fantastic. And it's like all of these things. Some people, they absolutely love it from the first time they try it. And other people, it's kind of like, yeah, well, maybe that's not quite for me. I'm going to try something else. But it's a wonderful tool to be able to share with people.
Yes, and actually for both of us now to be able to teach people to do themselves,
Yeah.
so you don't necessarily have to always go and see someone else. You can do it yourself, which is very empowering.
Very empowering. Very empowering.
Anyway, this week we decided to talk about spring because it has finally sprung.
It
Not that
has.
you would have known it yesterday, or the day before because it was absolutely peeing down, but today
Oh,
I
see,
don't.
we've had nice days. We
Oh,
actually, it's
good.
been bright, but bloody cold.
Yeah.
So,
I don't mind those days actually when you
right.
can see the blue sky,
Yeah.
but as long as there's sunshine, and no rain. But yeah, it's sunny down here now, in South London. It's quite nice today. But spring has sprung, and there's different, like we were chatting earlier, weren't they? There's different times of spring. So like I think we both say 1st of March is spring. When you came back from your holiday, you noticed that there were crocuses poking through
Yeah,
and there were
well, that's it.
daffodils out. And
And as I said before, like me going away in that sort of like that February period, I like going away then because it feels like it's been dark for too long and I need that spring feeling to come. So going and getting that dose of sunshine, that helps. But then coming back, and often when we come back, there's the first, this time it seemed quite advanced. There seemed to be a lot more out than I'm used to, but just seeing a bit of blossom coming on the trees, or that it's like renewed hope that
Warmer
we've come through for
days.
like another cycle. It's like, yeah, longer
Yeah,
days as well. That's the
absolutely.
thing for me. It's that, when you're in the depths of winter, and I like having lived abroad where it was just, it was light at 6 o'clock, dark at 7 o'clock. That was kind of like all day because you're close to the equator, it just doesn't change. I actually miss that getting dark towards Christmas. That feels Christmassy, and that kind
Cozy.
of like, and you can snuggle down and it's kind of like, yeah, but then by February it's just enough now. It's just like, I just need that little bit more because getting up and getting up in the dark, I find that harder to get going. And then when it's dark at like by 5 o'clock, it just makes you feel, it makes me feel lethargic,
Oh yeah,
whereas in the
feel like I need to go
sunlight,
to bed.
whereas in the summer it's still light at 10 o'clock and you kind of like your brain thinks it's still like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You just seem to, it just naturally gives us more energy. And I mean, we are like nature, aren't we? Everything else kind of like closes down and then starts raising their heads again in spring,
Yeah,
so we're the same,
we're
aren't we?
part of nature.
Well, we
Yeah,
are, absolutely.
we're all cyclical, like the earth is as well. And that's why, as things are starting to come through the earth and things are waking up, we're kind of a bit like that too. We're starting to wake up and potentially get a bit more energy and, ideas maybe that people might have had in the winter could now start coming to fruition.
Yeah,
More energy
yeah.
to do stuff.
But that's it. Winter feels like a very like introverted kind of like time, doesn't it? We sit and we kind of pattern down the hatches and you're kind of like you're in and you just kind of like, and it's a cocoon feeling. Whereas then
Regrouping.
the spring comes and it's like, oh, and this kind of like the new possibility feeling is there.
It is that.
But yeah, like you were saying, like some people, like when you go, the equinox is the 21st of March, 20th this year, sometimes 21st. And that's kind of like what the, is it meteorological, like
Yeah, that's the astronomical.
astronomical. And the metronomical is then like, for me, you've got the seasons broken down into 3 months, haven't you? So it's kind of like, so for me, March, April, May is spring. So for me, 1st of March, but beyond that, if things poke out the ground in the middle of February, that's fine. I'm taking that as spring.
Totally.
You know what I mean? For me, that is the change of season for me, when things are actually, and I almost like that when you get like a surprise flower. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh, like, for sure.
It's come up early and you just think, yes,
there's, you know, hope.
yeah, because that even if the days haven't got particularly longer, it's that sign that it's coming.
It's
new beginnings.
It's round the corner.
Yeah, yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And I've noticed actually that I think it was a couple of weeks ago that it was getting light at like 6 o'clock in the morning, which is
Yeah.
amazing,
Yeah.
and still light at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, well, that's it. We went for a swim last night at 6 o'clock. And it got dark as we were swimming, you know.
Oh,
It's, and it's
lovely.
just kind of like just that, like that little bit longer each day. I mean, it might only be like I don't know what the time frame is, but it's only probably
it's like a
like a
minute
couple
or
of minutes,
something,
or,
isn't it?
yeah. But it really does over a week. It's like, you know, you really do notice it, don't you?
Definitely do. And so you were saying that the spring equinox this year is on the 20th of March, and that's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's when the light is and the dark are equal. So
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
equal hours of darkness, equal hours of daylight.
Yeah.
And the
Yeah.
clocks will go, they will spring forward then. So we lose an hour, but I don't mind that because
I mean, I'm now at the point where, because I hate getting ready with an overhead light on. You know, I like to get ready with natural daylight streaming in. I like to be able to open the curtains and the day comes in. So now that's happening. You know, I can actually get ready in daylight. Whereas when the clocks go forward again, you kind of lose that. But it's only for like a week or a couple, you know what I mean? It's not
It's
long.
not
It's
that
not long.
long,
It
no.
does actually catch up again. So that's the, if there is a downside to look upon, that's the only way. Do you know what I mean? We suddenly, the mornings get a little bit darker, but the evenings get lighter, you know, and that's lovely. You know, you've suddenly got, you're not getting in. I mean, for me, getting in from the school run, and then it feels like, you know, I mean, half an hour later, it's dark. And
I
on the
know.
plus side of that, it's so much bloody easier to get your kids in bed when it's dark. Do you know what
Yeah, I can
I mean? Like,
imagine.
so, because you can, it's like, you know, it's not, I mean, they're both a little bit too old for that now. They kind of know, they can read the time. But when they're younger, it's brilliant. Do you know what I mean? It gets dark and kids want to go to bed. But then in the summer, when it's like still like at 10 o'clock and you're saying it's bedtime, they look at you like you're absolutely mad because it's
I guess it's the same with when you've got pets as well, because you feed your pet at the same time every day. But then when the clocks go forward or back, if you're then changing that by an hour, they're like, well, what the fuck is going on? Where's my
Yeah,
dinner?
that's right. I
You know?
bet. Yeah. No, I'm sure
But
that you never thought of that, because it is. You know, they're not governed by, I mean, it's time and months and all are a concept that man has come up with, hasn't it? It's not like a
absolutely.
natural, it's not a
No.
natural flow of things at all. You know, we don't kind of like worship the seasons in the same way that our ancestors did. And,
I
you know,
wish we
that kind of
did.
like, well, me too, and following that flow of nature. Because, I mean, if we actually did that, would we have, you know, like 12 months in a year that are all over the place? I mean, let's think, you know, like Julius Caesar and Augustus, they both wanted like extra days in the month that they were born in, weren't they? So they kind of pinched some out of February. It's just kind of like, you know,
Made it up as they went
and
along,
then we
and
have
we're
to have a
still
leap
following
year
it.
because we've got like a this weird sort of like quarter of a day that we've kind of like got to fit it fit somewhere. And I mean, you know, that's just what we do, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. Like you were saying, I know there was like in the 30s, was it, that they
There
kind of
was
looked at maybe
talk
like making them like equal and having kind of like 30
13
minutes and
month
stuff.
year,
But
yeah, and it's tried to come in a few times. So every month would be 28 days, and it would start on the same day of the week and finish on the same day of the week, but that's been stopped when they tried to bring it in.
you know, if you think of kind of like the way that like women in our cycles are, you know, I mean, that kind of like that 28 day, that's what you kind of like, that's the, when you know, you're working out your cycle, it generally is like from the first day, then 28 days later. You know, we're kind of like, we are more, that makes more sense to be, that it would flow that way. But, you know, I very much doubt it was women that came up with it.
I was thinking, should I say that? You just literally repeated what I was thinking in my head. I'm pretty sure a woman did not come up with the 12 months of the year.
Yeah.
And actually, just because, right, so we are all part of nature. We're all cyclical as nature is. And yes, this time of year, we could be feeling like we're just about, you know, we're getting some more energy and, you know, ideas might be coming through. But actually, also on the reverse of that, we're all so bloody different. And it might be that, you know, it's coming into spring, but actually you're feeling like you want to hibernate. That's fine. Yes. You know, yeah. It's yeah. Okay.
Well, people like different things, don't they? Mm. I mean, I know for me, I look forward to the fact that I'm not going to have to put a coat on. Mm. I can put my jumpers away. It's flip-flops back on my feet I can just walk out the door. I mean, I still can't find my keys. It still takes me half an hour to find my keys, whether I'm putting them in a coat pocket or whether I've left them on the side. That doesn't change all through the year. But the fact that I can just grab them and walk out the door without having to make sure I've got, you know, like, all the gloves in case it gets too cold and all that. I just love that feeling. It feels free.
Freedom.
You know,
freedom.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I mean, I guess I am a summer person, or, you know, I like those warmer, lighter days. But I've got, you know, just as many friends that like the fact that the jumpers are coming out and they get to put their boots on and they get to get, you know, to snuggle up. It makes them feel warm and safe and nice, you know. So we are all different, you know.
Totally.
We are all
I suppose
different.
We should probably ask the lovely Kath to come on and talk about the next dosha, is it? Because we'll be changing that now.
That's it. And I think it just is. You get that. Yeah, I have to follow what your body's feeling, really, don't you? You know, so like we're saying, for some people, the nights start getting darker and that's it. They want to kind of shut down. But for some people, they actually enjoy those cooler months. You know, the heat can be exhausting for them. So those cooler months coming can actually give other people more energy. And if we were all following the same pattern, well, the world would come to a grinding halt, wouldn't it? Kind of like, you know, over like the 3 months of the deepest, darkest winter. So it's like,
I think, unfortunately, we tend to have extremes, though, don't we, in the UK? So it's it can be really cold, or it can be absolutely boiling.
Yeah.
And we're not prepared for
hence the state of the roads, but we won't go on to that.
God, there's so many potholes in the roads.
But I think it is. I mean, I think for most, they don't have the, like, you know, and it's not just like the extremes. It's not like it's really cold in winter and then really hot in summer. You can have a boiling day in winter and a freezing day in summer, can't you? And they can literally be, one day can be cold, next day can be hot, you know. So it's just kind of like there's no
consistency.
No. So I think, you know, the roads, like, one minute it's hot and wet, and the next minute it's cold and things are freezing. So, you know, and it breaks down the structure of things so much, you know, so badly.
They don't know whether they're coming or going, these roads. A bit like us as well. But this is the time of year where it's all about layers. You've got to put all your clothes on just in case, because then the sun comes out, and the sun is beautiful when it's out at the minute. Yeah. But then in the next breath, you could be having sleet and hailstones. And I've noticed this time of year, every year we get, maybe it's just me, I get lured into this false sense of security. And I remember it was Mother's Day last year, actually, walking along down by the river just to go for some lunch on the Sunday. And it had previously been really nice weather. And I thought, I'm just going to wear a little jacket. And I didn't have any tights on or anything. Oh, my God, I was blooming freezing. Because you think you're lured into this false sense of security. Yeah. Yeah. Winter's gone. Yeah. Summer's here.
Absolutely.
It's not.
Absolutely.
It has snowed in March and April before. But so, yeah, just wear the layers.
Yeah. Well, dress like an onion. That was kind of like when I was traveling, that was always the kind of like dress like an onion. So like loads of little layers, because if you've just got like one massive jumper and like, you know, a vest top on underneath, that's kind of like an extreme. Whereas if you can have kind of like a couple of, you can take one bit off and be a little bit cooler, and like, because like you say, it can change. Even like this time of year, you're walking down the street in the sunshine, you turn the corner, you're in the shade, and that's like the difference in the temperature just of doing that.
It's ridiculous.
So, but I do, you know, I do love this feeling. I mean, I like summer. I like the warmth. I like the long days. I mean, not that you're guaranteed hot sunny days all of summer. I mean, that would just be far too much to ask for. But I do like those really long days. But this time of year, when you can see that things are just, there's life coming back to everything. You forget how leafy, like, trees become, you know, because you've got so used to them having nothing on them all over winter, you know, and like suddenly the grass isn't patchy anymore, you know, and it's like, and like you were saying earlier, even like this time of year, even if the trees haven't actually got the leaves on them, they're getting that kind of like greeny, kind of like mossy look to them,
So
where it's just
lovely.
like, you know,
Yeah.
everything just seems like fertile, or like, you know, and the smell in the air
Oh
changes,
yeah.
doesn't it?
So nice. I saw daisies yesterday. That's early for daisies, right?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think so.
Yeah, like you said, it seems to everything seems to be coming out early this year, but you
But I've
know.
noticed as well, you know, like when you're driving down a road or whatever, there's obviously the little bits of like a tree that the sun will come through and hit that tree. So then
That's where the moss grows.
that tree comes into life,
Yeah.
and the ones either side of it that don't get that sort of sun all day haven't yet, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, and I guess maybe that's the same. Maybe you're where you saw the daisies, maybe that bit of grass is getting sort of like a load of
A load of
stuff.
sun.
Yeah. And I guess
Maybe.
it is. It's focused energy, isn't it? You know, we all feel better for focused energy, Reiki. You know, this is a nice, you know, it makes us feel better, you know.
Yeah,
It's
totally does.
and you know, energy from all around, that hug from your, you know, that hug from a friend or a loved one, you know, that kind of like that feeling of warmth you put the fire on, you know, and energy hitting us makes us feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah, fills us up.
Yeah.
It does. And it's a good time of year, you know, that spring cleaning to maybe have a clear out of your home, maybe your wardrobe, or social media is always a good place to have a spring clean of. Maybe if there's stuff coming up on your feed that doesn't make you feel so good,
Yeah.
whatever it is, every aspect of your life is good to have a bit of a spring clean, out with the old, in with the new. And
Yeah.
actually, it's so important to do that because you need to make way for the stuff, the good stuff to come in.
Well,
And
that's it.
that's why it's good to
That
have a clear out.
energetic clearing, as much as kind of like, you know,
Yeah.
just don't put all your jumpers away just yet.
Exactly
Because
that.
but I have like a couple of friends who do. It's almost like a date in their calendar. It's like, okay, change the wardrobes around, you know, put the winter stuff away and get the summer stuff in, you
So
know.
organized.
Oh yeah, I'm not one of those. So but you know, I think it just does. There's that kind of like it creates a shift in us, doesn't it? It's that kind of, and like having a good clear out, and you know, I think sometimes by doing that, they go through and there's like stuff that I think, do you know what? I didn't wear that at all this year. I'm going to get rid of it, you know, or whatever, you know. So they're having a clear out as well. But like you say, the clearing of people that, you know, you've added as friends, or you know, like that on social media that you just don't really get much from. You know, they're following you or you're following them, and you don't actually feel like there's it's bringing much to you. Get rid of those, because then you'll have, you know, you somebody else might then spring up that you think, actually, I like that energy more. And it's not saying
Totally.
that the person that you're clearing out is bad or wrong. We shift and we move around. So what we
Yeah,
might have been
nothing's
interested in
permanent.
when we you know, started following them might not apply anymore, you know.
Yeah.
But it's never a bad thing to have that little bit of a mix up and a little bit of a sort
Clear
out.
out. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Well, we're gonna come back again in 2 weeks, which will be the spring
It
equinox,
will, yes. Yeah.
which is exciting. And we've yet to decide what it will be on.
Yeah. For now, we thought we'd just make the decision. We've both got so much going on that for now we're just going to keep it as like fortnightly episodes, just so that we've got space for everything that we're wanting to do. It's kind of like our own little spring clean going on, you know. But we need to make room for it and to stop ourselves being overwhelmed. We speak, you know, a lot about looking after yourself and looking after your mental health and not getting overwhelmed. So that's a decision that we've you know, it kind of feels like an organic thing to have happened, doesn't it? So,
And that
but
could change again in the future, who knows? But at the
yeah.
moment, yeah, as spring is coming and there's lots going on, we're just gonna come out every other week.
So yeah, next week, hopefully, you know, it will be the spring equinox. It will be an absolutely glorious spring day like it is today, but you never know. It could be snowing.
Yeah.
But you know, tis the season of change, you know. And that you know, that kind of, my birthday's 5th of April, and I have had blazing hot sunshine on that day, and I've had snow on that day.
Oh,
So it's
wow.
just, you know, it's you never know what you're gonna get. So, but it's Yeah, the longer days, whatever the weather brings, the longer days are a lovely thing to behold.
Yes, absolutely. And so I think for now,
Yes.
just remember to give yourself a bit of that love that you give to everybody else all the time. And just in case no one else has told you today, we love you.
We do very much.
And we'll catch up with you next time. Bye for now, lovelies.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed today's conversation, and if you have, please rate and review us on whatever platform you're listening on, as it helps other people discover us too. Please share our podcast with anyone else you think may benefit from it also.